Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us pray. O Lord God, our Heavenly Father, send us your Holy Spirit this day that we might begin to understand the blessings that you have given to us, that we might be able to use them to your praise and to your honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, text for this morning is probably again somewhat familiar to most of us. And again, Jesus calls the person in our text a fool. But he doesn't call him a fool till the very end of the text. This man seems to be, until that point, just like you and I. This man was a farmer. He planted his crop. And being a good farmer, he knew that the crop was being blessed greatly by God. He could see it as it was growing. The rains came at the right time, the sunshine, the heat degrees. The land seemed to be fertile. Everything was there. And as he watched that crop grow, he knew it was going to be probably the best crop he'd ever grown in his life. And so then he began to think, I've got a problem. I've got a problem. Where am I going to put all this grain? The grain bins that he had in his farm were too small, he knew, to put all the harvest that he expected to receive. And so that was his problem. He was perplexed about that. But notice, we don't see in any of this any thanksgiving to God. No thought about God. No thanks to God for the rain that came timely. No thanks to God for the sunshine, the things that have given him this beautiful and wonderful crop that he was expecting. There's no thought about maybe he could share some of that with his neighbors who at that time were probably wondering what they were going to eat the next day, because there were many poor with them at that time as well. And so his only concern was, how can I invest this crop? How can I do it for my own self? And so he was very selfish in his thoughts. How was he going to invest it? How was he going to use that crop? Now it's true. It's true as businessmen, as farmers, we need to make preparations at time to receive God's bounty. We need to use that bounty that God gives us in a good and careful way. And at times, that may mean building bigger grain bins, building other things to store or to invest the bounty that God has blessed us with in. But this rich man felt that the reason for that was to benefit only himself. It was his selfish concerns that drove him. He says, after all, with this bountiful crop, I'll be able to live for several more years. I can retire, and I can retire in good style. I'll be able to enjoy all the good things that I've been wanting to have all of my life. I'll be able to eat, drink, and be merry is his idea. After he's all, he can sort of say, I've worked hard for many years, and so I deserve a few of the better things of life now in my retirement. But again, you don't see any thought there for the poor. No thought as to how he can use that pile of goods that he's accumulated for the blessing of God. The only thought is how he can use that pile of goods that he's accumulated for himself and for his own enjoyment here in this earth. And that's why Jesus calls him a fool. He's a fool because he doesn't think about God. He's a fool because the only thing he thinks about is himself. He's self-centered. He's a selfish individual. And that's what makes him a fool. Fool because he doesn't think about God. All he thought about was his own concerns and ambitions in life. Show how foolish he was, Jesus says to him, tonight you will die. And then this whole big pile of goods, who's going to get it then? Who's going to take care of that pile of goods after you die. Whether we transfer that pile of goods that you and I have accumulated to storage bins full of grain, or we transfer it to savings accounts full of cash, or we transfer it to other investments that we might make in real estate or stocks and bonds, it really doesn't matter where we put this pile of goods that you and I have accumulated. What are we laying up that treasure for is what Jesus' question is. And he says, those who lay it up for themselves are most foolish. Now, they might be considered very good businessmen. They might be considered excellent farmers because they're wealthy, they're successful on this earth. But if they only use it for themselves, God says they are fools. Foolish because there is no treasure for them in heaven. If we want to be wise, God would say to us, if we want to be wise, then we must live wisely on this earth. We must live acknowledging, first of all, our sin, acknowledge our selfishness, and then turn to God and receive from God his forgiveness of our sins. Receive from God his encouragement to live as God's people. The rich man was a fool, not because he was rich, but because he was selfish, concerned about only himself. God desires that we be thankful, first of all, that we be good stewards, good managers of that pile of goods that God has blessed us with. And sometimes the greater the pile of goods that we have, kind of the greater the problem is for us to be good managers of that. Because wherever God gives privilege, he also then gives responsibility. If God has blessed us in a bountiful way, as this rich man was blessed, then we have a problem. The problem is not how we can store that goods, but the problem that we have when we're richly blessed is how can we use those blessings that God has given us in a way that shows thanks to God, in a way that builds up treasure for ourselves in heaven. How can we use it to give thanks? And that's really the only problem we have, to be good stewards of the gifts that God has given to us. Now, at times, to be a good steward means to build bigger bins, because to store it and take care of it in a God-pleasing way is better than wasting it foolishly. And so that might be make some good investments. But give thanks to God for those blessings that we have received. Remember that pile of goods that God gives us is only a tool that we are to use to share our love with God on this earth. And it doesn't make any difference how big the pile is. If God gives us a small pile of goods or a huge pile of goods, God wants us to use those blessings as a tool to show our love to God, a tool to help our neighbor in times of need. And so we can build with that pile of goods on this earth, or we can build with it in heaven. It all depends how we use that tool. If we use our wealth for this world and for selfish concerns and selfish desires, then we're going to be bankrupt in heaven. We can't buy an extra day of life on this earth, nor can we buy our way into heaven. But if we use that pile of goods, our wealth on this earth, as a thanksgiving to God, and we return some of those gifts to God, we use others, those gifts, to help our neighbors in times of need and to share with them, to spread the gospel throughout this world as we send pastors and missionaries to other places. That's how we lay up treasure for ourselves in heaven. In fact, if we want to lay up that treasure in heaven, the first requirement is that we, first of all, acknowledge our sin, confess our sins to God, and then receive from God the assurance of God's love and forgiveness in Christ Jesus. Having received that forgiveness, then we turn to God. We seek God's help and his wisdom to help us to use that pile of goods in a way that pleases him, in a way that shares his love with those around us in this world. And so, having been forgiven of our sins, Then we turn to God and show mercy one to another. We take some time to help that person who is in need of a friendly voice, of a joyful prayer, neighbor to us. We live our life as a tool of God, building treasure in heaven. We use some of that wealth to share with the poor. We use some of that wealth to teach others about Christ by sending out missionaries. If we are rich, God wants us to be truly rich, rich towards God. Rich towards God is to be a person full of thanksgiving to God for the gifts he's given to us, but then use those gifts wisely, wisely in his service, not to spend them foolishly on ourselves or selfish desires and concerns, but to share them with those in need, one with another. And so let us be thankful. Thankful that God loved us enough to send us his Savior. But then thank him also for that pile of goods that he's enabled us to accumulate in our life. But use that pile of goods in a way that shows our love to God, our thanks to God, our help of friends and family and neighbors. And so lay up treasures for ourselves in heaven. Let's not be fools who are selfish and self-concerned, but instead be Christians who are full of faith and love and thanksgiving. And so lay up treasures for heaven as you manage the goods that God has given to you in a way that pleases him and shows thanksgiving to him for his blessings. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Service will continue with our offerings to the Lord.